Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 16. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas, the fellow we're reading about in chapter number 16. And I know, besides, I know not where I baptized any other. So it's interesting here. Let's move on. So we see Stephanas in chapter number 1. And then he mentions Fortunatus and Achaicus. Now, they tell us that these were common names for slaves or free men. In other words, most likely, now this is what Bible scholars, much smarter than me, who know names and they studied names and they're commentators and they're just commentators. But they would say that these two men were actually servants of Stephanas and that they traveled with him to help and to help minister and all. And of course, they were part of the church also. Where they were, well, I don't know, but that's what they say. But most likely they were servants, as they would say, who traveled with Stephanas from Corinth to go see the Apostle Paul in Ephesus. This is where the Apostle Paul was when he was writing this book. These men were the ones who brought the questions from the church of Corinth to Paul. And I love this part. Paul was so glad to see them. It talks about how he was refreshed in verse number 19. They've refreshed my spirit and yours. By the way, isn't it good to see old friends? You hadn't seen them in a while. And that's how the Apostle Paul, man, I hadn't seen Stephanas in a long time. I baptized him. We started that church. They've refreshed me. And why do you think he needs refreshing? If you need refreshing, that means you needed to be freshened up. Okay? So obviously, Paul might have been in a little, I won't say, he wasn't taking, is it Xanax or that kind of, he wasn't depressed, but it's just good. It just gave him a little jump in a step. You know, and some don't we need that sometime? I ain't saying we walk around depressed, but you happy, man. But it's so good. It's so good to see friends you hadn't seen. And that was where Paul was. That verse number 18, that they refreshed him. But it's interesting. Let me go back to verse number 17. For that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. Okay. These men, not only was only Paul glad to see them, but these men also brought Paul some kind of assistance that would help him personally. The church at Corinth obviously did not give an offering to Paul because he said it was lacking on your part. The church, this church had a problem about giving. Even though they had some money, they had a problem about giving. Remember about the poor saints in Jerusalem. They hadn't gave to that. And for a year, matter of fact, we'll learn about this in a couple in 2 Corinthians. It talks about giving. And Paul's encouraging that church at Corinth again. He reminds them of the saints that were at Macedonia, those poor saints. Church at Corinth had a little bit of, they weren't under persecution like the church at Corinth and churches of Macedonia. They had a little bit of money, obviously. Bible does not say, but you can kind of see that. But they did not contribute to Paul. But Stephanas and these other men brought, obviously, out of their own pocket. They helped Paul personally. So he wasn't just refreshed spiritually and mentally, but also physically. That they helped him along his way financially. It's interesting. There's much more I could say about it. Let me move on. Verse number 18. For they have refreshed my spirit. And then he also says, and yours. Who's the yours? The church at Corinth. In other words, when they're with you at Corinth, they're such a blessing to you. They're at Corinth. That's what he's saying here. Paul was especially grateful for their coming because they ministered to Paul's needs both materially, physically, and spiritually. Their actions and thoughtfulness brought Paul joy and calmness and a time of rest and remembering. Paul said, I'm grateful for these men, and you ought to be grateful for these men also. Let me add this. It's not in my notes. Sometimes you don't know how good you have it till they're gone. Amen, preacher. Whether it's a loved one, a husband, a wife, we take them for granted, and then death takes them. And or maybe it's a loved one or a friend that has moved away. You understand what? You don't really, till they're gone. I sure miss them. Kind of what Paul was saying here in this part. For they've refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge you them as such. There's people in this church. Everyone here is important. We looked at this here when we looked at spiritual gifts in chapter number 12. There are no big eyes and no little eyes. In other words, there's no big dogs and little dogs in this church. Okay. Now, there are some people who think they're big dogs. I read something in Ecclesiastes. I told you I read four devotions. Another one this morning is fun. It ain't funny, but it is. It's kind of humorous. In Ecclesiastes, I think it was chapter number 9. I've been going through Ecclesiastes again. It talked about a live dog is better off than a dead lion. A little bit of fun. And the commentator talks about a little yippy, and I thought about our dog. He barks at everything. Every little dog, whatever kind of little black mutt, whatever that thing is. Well, whatever it is. He's anyway. Every little thing that thing barks at. Every little thing. But you know, he's better off, the Bible says, than a dead lion, the king of the beast. As majestic, and that's where the devotion was coming, as majestic as a lion, that little dog's better off than a great big lion who's dead. Now, what does that have to do with this? Listen, in this church, we ain't got no yapping dogs either. I shouldn't say. That's a bad illustration. Forget I said that. We're on the same level, though. Are you following? Okay. And this is what Paul was trying to bring into the church in closing of this letter. Remember, in chapter number 1, there's divisions among you. But listen, we're all together in this. And they've refreshed my spirit in yours. Therefore, acknowledge you them as such. We need to appreciate the people in this church. I believe that probably the church at Corinth took Stephanus and them for granted. And that's why Paul is reminded, you need to acknowledge them and appreciate what you have. And that's the illustration I tried to bring about, not the lion and the dog. I kind of got run over that one. But we need to appreciate each one for who you are and for what you bring to this church body. Each one of you have a special gift God has given you, and we need to appreciate that. And that's what he's saying. And you need to acknowledge that. We need to acknowledge you. I love that. Verse number 19. Here's his closing salutations, if you will. The churches of Asia salute you. By the way, Asia, we just went there. In ancient Asia, we just was there. Me and Doug and Danny, and a wonderful trip. That would be, Paul's in Ephesus. That would be when he writes this, that's modern day Turkey. So the churches, matter of fact, the seven churches of the book of Revelation, remember those Laodicea and Philadelphia and all them other Sardis, those were called the seven churches of Asia. All those were in ancient Asia. That would be in modern day Turkey. So when he says the churches of Asia salute you, that would be that area. They knew about the church at Corinth, where they were on the other side.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.
The Westwood Missionary Baptist Church would like to invite you out for some special music this week. On Wednesday, February the 4th, the Blackwood Brothers will be with us at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, during the morning and evening services, we will have the Morrison Sisters. So the Blackwood Brothers, February 4th at 7 p.m. And then the Morrison Sisters, Sunday, February 8th at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. We hope to see you there.